So you're working with B?
Yes.
Okay.
B and I work together on a project called the Aquamic Project, which is really inspired by Ruskin Mills Trust in England, where they've taken just a huge amount of kids that are at risk and got them, you know, restoring historic sites. In Ruskin Mills, they restored an old mill, and then they turned it into a 5-star restaurant. And the kids became the cooks. They became the waiters.
Ruskin Mills is in England?
Yeah, Ruskin Mills is in England. So that, and Bea worked there. Bea Birch worked there. And she came over here, and she could just see this gaping thing that we're doing nothing with our kids. So she inspired me to start to get more, you know, organized with a foundation that could take kids and put them to work and get it. I actually explained it a different way. For the last 5 or 6 years, this country's been fascinated by a book or a movie called Horse Whispers.
Yes.
Where horses that have been totally traumatized have been able to be saved and brought back to normal.
Yes.
By people that are very sensitive, and they pretty much put them in a corral, and then they sit in the middle of the corral and they say nothing, and they get the horse to trust them. And then the horse...
So you're doing that with kids.
Yeah. So my idea is, why should we do that with horses? Why don't we do it with our kids? They're traumatized. They're living in a world that they don't understand, and they don't understand how they can... So that's basically what we do.
So you start with kids that have some kind of record?
We actually get them out of prison. Yeah, we can get them out of prison a year ahead on their time.
And what's the age range?
Well, the typical one is 18 to 24.
Okay.
But we've had kids from the high school that were 14, and we put them to work on real job sites, and they've done really well. They loved it. And the school would deliver them to the job site. They would work for 4 hours in the afternoon, and then the school bus would pick them up and bring them home, and they go to school in the morning, and they stay in school. We tell them they can't be in this program unless they stay in school.
So the after-school program starts at what time?
We switch their schedules around.
You do, okay.
So we can get them by 1 o'clock, they could be on a job site. And it's been 100% successful.
So give me an example of a job site.
We're restoring a house in Hudson called the General Worth House.
The General Worth House? And
yes.
Where's that?
It's on 2nd Street and Union.
Okay.
And it's very, very old brick house.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and we put a stone sidewalk in. There are 8 fireplaces. We restored all of the 8 fireplaces. We restored the stone foundation in the wintertime when we first started. It had a stone foundation. One whole side had dilapidated. We rebuilt the whole side.
So you and the kids are starting work there.
We're there all day.
You're
the
there
kids
all day.
Get delivered
okay.
there.
The kids get delivered
and
there.
They come right
o'clock.
In the middle and they just jump into work. One kid that I had that was 14, I would never have to tell him what to do because he was so hot to get to the job site that he would just look to see what needed to be done, and he'd just start doing it and then leave at 4 and came every day. So this is a big breakthrough because not all the schools have this intern program. But I'll give you another example from Taconic Hills, where the school board sanctioned this. By the way, they're insuring the kids too, so that is a huge breakthrough. The school board is.
The school board is.
So if the kid happened to cut his hand off or something,
Taconic Hills.
The other schools are slowly seeing that this is. Most schools now are experiencing a 20% dropout rate, and that's obscene. We can't allow that. Anyway, yeah. Now we're working on the Chatham Clock Tower, which is in Chatham. We did such a good job on that the owner of the next building wants us to continue just doing the repointing of the walls and everything.
So are you going to be working on the clock at all?
No, the clock, by the way, is high up.
Yeah.
It's in perfect shape, and it has to be wound every week. So while we were working there, it was kind of fun because they had to send somebody up to the tower to wind the clock by hand. But that's a beautiful clock, and it was fun working on that.
Are you doing that next week? Or
yeah, we're going to be next week on that. On the wall next to the clock tower, because the owner of the next building he liked what our kids were doing so well that he just hired us to do his building, too.
Oh, the building right next to it.
Yeah. Well, they have.
Are there some shops there?
Yeah. One shop is not only vegan, but it sells clothes where no animals are killed. Now, I forgot what that's called, but it's so fascinating. No animal has had to be killed to make these clothes. Her name is Donna, And I would go visit her shop. It's really interesting. That's where we're going to be.
Okay.
All next week.
In Chatham next
week.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Tim Smith.